Praise the Lord. Message number 221. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 36. The watchman shall see the kingdom of God before taste death. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 9, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 10. Book of Mark, chapter 9, and verse 1 to verse 10. And he said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, is it good for us to be here? Let us put up 3 shelters. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We bless you. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint this time. Anoint your word that you send us. Anoint my lips. Anoint each and everyone, heart and mind and ears, to receive your word with gladness. Let your word bring transformation, bring help, health, assurance, healing, revival. Let people realize that you are calling them, and raise up many servants and workers to serve you. Lord, I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Take this message, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and make it reach those who are in need to hear this word of yours. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord say to his disciple, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death till they will see the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus said to his disciple. And later on, after 6 days, he took a few of them to the mountain, and there he transformed in front of them, and Moses and Elijah met with the Lord, and the few disciples who were with him, they witnessed that. The disciples that Jesus took with him, they saw and they hear things not of earth but of heaven. There's some Moses and Elijah, they hear the voice. This is my son, this is my beloved son, as we have read that. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. That is what Moses wrote in the Old Testament, that the Lord will raise up a prophet like me among you. Listen to him. So God the Father is speaking to the disciple that what Moses spoke in the scripture, now I am doing it. This is my son. Listen to him. When the disciples, they hear all these things and they saw all these things, at first instant they were not able to to describe of what is going on, and even we are not able to grasp what they need to do. As we have read that Peter, he want to put some shelters or tabernacle for each and every one of them. And the word of God tell us, for he was not understanding, not grasping what he was saying. So when the disciple witnessed what had happened, at the first instant they were not able to discern what they need to do, but later on they understood. Not that when they went down, when they went down they were commissioned by the Lord not to speak about what they witnessed of God's kingdom till he will rise from the death. But of course, after he rose from the death, then they can link it together that we need to go forward and witness the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the question that was in their mind in verse 10, they keep discussing what he meant by rising from the dead. So they understood when he told them, don't speak anything about what you witness till I will rise from the dead. Then they understood that they need to witness the resurrection of Jesus. And as Jesus rose from the dead, those who believe in him and follow him, he will raise them. He will raise us also from the death. The Lord said also in what you have read, that some will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. You know, we are watchmen and watchwomen. The Lord will reveal to us himself, and he will reveal to us, and is revealing, and he has revealed to many of us the kingdom of God with power, with signs and wonders and miracles while we are still now on earth, in order for us not only to see and hear and believe, but also in order for us to be commissioned and go on forward with our mission in serving the Lord and achieving the task entrusted to us. So when the Lord took his few of his disciples and brought them up on the mountain, and they witnessed and they saw the kingdom of God with their own eyes, there was a purpose before that. There was a purpose for that. Jesus took them and made them see the kingdom of God. When God revealed himself to you in signs and wonders and miracles and heavenly visions, there's a purpose and there's commission. As a watchman and watchwoman, you have eyes to see the things God is showing you, so that you will go forward and do the task that he is asking you to do. The scriptures in the Old Testament and New Testaments are full of scriptures speak about watchmen and watchwomen who saw the kingdom of God before they would see death. And the Lord doing the same till this very day. We can now go through some of the scripture, and we can read and study to grasp the calling and the mission of God in our life. Like the few examples that we will tackle in this message will be an encouragement for you to grasp and realize the calling and the mission of God in your life. We speak about first the calling of Gideon, and you know that the Lord sent his angel to call Gideon and to reveal himself to him. At that time, the Israelites, they were under the slavery of the Midianites. They were oppressed by the Midianites because they sinned against the Lord, and the Lord allowed the Midianites to oppress them. But they cry and they pray, and the Lord sent his angel to call Gideon, and he will use Gideon to deliver them. Gideon realized when the angel of the Lord appeared to him and started to speak to him, he realized that he's encountering some heavenly things and heavenly vision. And he was asking the Lord, how I can save Israelite? How I can save Israel? And I am the least in my father, and my clan is the least in my tribe. And the angel answered him in verse 16. Judges chapter 6, we will read from verse 16 to verse 24. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. Gideon replied, if now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. So he was doubting, but he is realizing he is not encountering something of the earth, but something of heaven. In verse 18, please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. And the Lord said, I will wait until you return. Gideon went in and prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour he made bread without yeast, putting the meat in a basket, and it's brought in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock, and pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. In verse 22, when Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, oh, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. So he was a watchman. He saw the face of the Lord. He saw the angel of the Lord face to face. He seen the Lord face to face. In verse 23, but the Lord said to him, peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, the Lord is his peace. To this day it stands in Ophrah of the Abizrites. The Lord revealed himself here in a heavenly vision to Gideon. Gideon met the Lord face to face and experienced the kingdom of God. What was the purpose? So that he will be commissioned to lead the Israelites and deliver them from the power of Midian. And we know that the Lord commissioned him to build an altar, to break his father's altar of Asherah pole, and make a proper altar for the Lord. And later on, the Lord led him and led people with him to fight the Midianite, and the Lord delivered the Israelite through the calling of Gideon. So every time the Lord revealed himself in heavenly vision, there's a mission followed that vision. We will study now also the calling of Samson's parents. God revealed himself to a family, the family of Manoah and his wife. We can read the story in the book of Judges chapter 13. The wife of Manoah, she was a sterile woman without children. And the Lord sent his angel to her to proclaim to her to be prepared to be a pregnant, and the child will be a Nazarite to the Lord. And the Lord, the angel of the Lord told her, you should not take vine or any fruit of the wine and the fruit of the vine, because the child that you are going to bear is for the Lord. He's a Nazirite. His hair should not be cut. So when the angel appeared to her, she told her husband Manoah, and her husband Manoah prayed that the man who had come to his wife will come again, so that they can ask him and he can explain to them how they need to raise up the child. So the angel of the Lord came again to them, and he appeared to them and he explained to them, the angel of the Lord, how they need to raise up the child, as we describe. If you read book of Genesis chapter 13, and let's read it from verse 17, when Manoah and his wife, they met the angel of the Lord for the second visit that he visited them. It was a heavenly visitation. In verse 17, then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, what is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true? He replied, why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding. In some version, it is wonderful. Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. So here, they were watchmen. Watchmen and watchwomen. They see that the Lord doing amazing thing in front of them. In verse 20, as the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, so Manoah was looking up, he is following the angel of the Lord, the movement of God. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord. We are doomed to die, he said to his wife. We have seen God. So they saw the kingdom of God while they are still alive. In the Old Testament, they were thinking that if they will see God, they will die. And if they will see the angel of the Lord, it means they have seen the Lord himself. Verse 23, but his wife answered, if the Lord has had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things, or now told us this. Verse 24, the woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew and the Lord blessed him. Here another story, another example that God's kingdom was revealed to this couple in order to be commissioned to raise up a godly child for the Lord. Samson, we know that he was the judge who led the Israelites. So here, heavenly vision. They saw the kingdom of God in front of their eyes. They hear the voice of the Lord, his instruction. They see amazing things in order to be commissioned to do the certain mission and commission of the Lord. We'll go further to the next example of another watchman who encountered heaven and he saw heavenly vision and met the Lord. We speak about the calling of Paul. God, when he called Saul to serve him, he was among group of people on the way to Damascus. But Saul was the only person who grasped the call of God. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 3 to verse 9, we can read the following. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." He replied, "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." In verse 7, it says, "The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone." Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days, he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. Here, God's kingdom revealed to Saul. Although his companion were with him, is only Saul among them who was able to see and to hear the voice. And he interact. He is the only one who interact with the heavenly vision. Paul said, "My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me." So here there is heavenly revelation. It meant for Saul, and Saul experienced seeing the kingdom on earth, while others did not understand what is going on. Same for you. To experience seeing the kingdom of God while you are on earth has a purpose, and there is a calling and a mission of God for you. There was a purpose and a calling upon Saul, and that's why he encountered that heavenly visitation. If you read, we'll continue to read Acts chapter 22, verse 14 and 15. We know that after that vision he was blinded. He went to Damascus and he met a man, Ananias, who baptized him. And Ananias told him in verse 14, Acts 22:14, that was for Paul and also for you and also for us. "The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth." So here Saul was a watchman. He saw the righteous one and he heard the voice of Jesus. Verse 15, "You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard." So God had chosen Saul to be his witness of what he has seen and what he has heard. God's kingdom, when revealed to us, is in order for us to be a witness to him for all men of what we have seen and heard and experienced from the Lord. We can read further what the Lord said to Paul, and what he said to Paul is also said to us. What was the purpose of God in Paul's life when he called him, and what was the purpose of the Lord when revealing his kingdom to Paul, is the same for us today. In book of Acts chapter 26, verse 16 to 18. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. You know, here the Lord appeared to Paul to appoint him as a servant of the Lord, as a witness of what he has seen. And he told him that you will be a witness of what I will show you. There are more things God will show to Paul. As the Lord revealed himself to us with the heavenly vision, he called us, he will continue to reveal things for a purpose. Not for us, but there is a mission, and what God revealed to us, like of his kingdom on earth, so that we will go and serve him. He said, I am sending you to them to open their eyes. Not only our eyes was opened by the Lord, but the vision that he saw us, the kingdom of God that he revealed to us, he wants us to go to others so that their eyes will be open and turn from darkness to light. They will be like a watchman and woman like us. As true watchmen and true watchwomen who witness the kingdom of God on earth, you are accountable to go forth and do the mission of God that he entrusted to you to do. God called you and appointed you to be a servant and witness, and he's sending you so that others who are blind will see and turn from darkness to the light. Let us commit ourselves to the message and what is the purpose of the Lord of sending this message to his church and to us. There are more examples in the Bible, in the Old Testament or in New Testament, that the Lord ordained and bestow on us that we will see his kingdom before his death or before we go to heaven, in order for us to be commissioned to go and to deliver people from sin. Their eyes will be open and they can see the Lord as we are able to see him now. Commit yourself. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to me in a heavenly vision, and you had called me to serve you and you had commissioned me. Oh God, Lord, I commit myself to continue to do what you had ordained for me to do. I will serve you and I will serve your purpose. Oh God, that you had allocated to me. Lord, thank you for revealing to me yourself and your kingdom while I am on earth. I commit myself to go on and serve you and be a witness to you, to all men, of what I heard and what I see. Lord, uphold me with your grace. Protect me and provide for me. Rescue me so that I will continue to go on and do your will. I do pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, you bless my brothers and my sisters who respond to your message, and those who have not yet revealed your kingdom to them. I pray, Lord, that they will not taste death until, Lord, reveal yourself to them and you commission them according to your will to go on and save you with us. Lord, use this message and take it and spread it and make it reach those who are in need of it. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and Amen.